Concerts. When there are a sufficient number of trained musicians in one of our apostolic faith churches to present a concert, such programs have been an effectual means of bringing people into contact with the gospel. An interest in music is one of the marks of contemporary culture, and the ease with which it is possible to listen to music via electronic media has in no way diminished the enjoyment of attending live concerts. Musical events give those in our congregations a logical reason to invite their friends who have other church connections. They are also an excellent way to appeal to people who do not ordinarily go to church, but who appreciate good music. And while the concert itself is the attraction, attendees also have an opportunity to learn about the apostolic faith work and feel the Spirit of God in our midst. Following are guidelines for presenting a concert in an apostolic faith church. Choose musical selections carefully. A key factor in ensuring that all of our musical programs can be blessed by the Spirit of God is the selection of pieces appropriate for a church setting. Vocal numbers are generally sacred in nature. Instrumental numbers drawn from the classics can be suitable in programs of this type. In addition, cultural music can be appropriate. In keeping with the conservative nature of our organization, there is no showmanship on the part of those who perform. Honoring God and bringing glory to Him is the goal of our musicians, rather than drawing attention to their personal talents. Advertise effectively. It may be beneficial to print up flyers with information about the upcoming concert and post them a couple weeks in advance in local supermarkets, community centers, libraries, and/or shopping malls. Additionally, consider contacting your local media outlets in order to have the event advertised in the community. You may be able to arrange for public service announcements to be broadcast in the days leading up to your concert. A brief summary of the program, highlighting numbers that will be familiar to many concertgoers, can be a draw. It is also advisable to state that the event is free and that no collections will be taken. Offer programs. Printed programs convey an impression that the concert is a quality event. Along with a list of the titles to be performed, programs may offer the words of the song, information about the theme, style, or background of the piece, and the name of the composer. It is a good policy to reserve one page of the program for an invitation and service schedule of the local church, since we want to make sure that concert attendees know they are welcome to return for regular church services. Make sure that your program is carefully proofed before printing and that all of the information is correct. Have ushers available. Ushers play an important role in making visitors comfortable and making sure their needs are met. They should be available to distribute programs, answer questions, offer assistance, and generally make sure that everyone enters and exits the sanctuary in a safe and timely manner. Those who have this responsibility should be instructed to wait to seat latecomers until the interval between numbers, when attendees can be directed to a seat without distracting from the performance. In the event of an emergency, ushers should be trained to help concertgoers move calmly and quickly toward the exits. Make sure guests are welcomed and invited to return. Often in our concerts, the pastor comes forward after the opening number to welcome visitors and make announcements. After the close of the last number, the pastor may choose to voice the appreciation of the audience for the music and singing. If a closing prayer is how the concert is scheduled to end, the pastor may call upon another minister to give a benediction or do so personally. The tone of the number at the end of the program will suggest whether or not a formal dismissal benediction is the appropriate conclusion. Permit applause. It is customary for concert audiences to express their appreciation by applause, and this is permitted in our church concerts except when doing so would distract from the sacred message of a particular number. In such cases, the pastor should request prior to the performance that the audience hold their applause. Invite audience participation. Under certain circumstances, audience participation is appropriate. For example, at some concerts, the entire audience joins in singing the national anthem. In an Easter concert, the final number may be a gospel anthem that proclaims the joyful news of the resurrection, and the audience could be invited to join in a verse or two. In such cases, it is helpful to print the verses in which the audience will participate on the program. While concerts are a means of interesting visitors to our church, the musicians who work together on a concert also benefit. Practicing for a special event builds musicianship. When working on the repertoire for a concert, musicians concentrate on a piece of music over a period of weeks, adding polish and nuance to their performances. Choir members not only learn the music, but they also have time to pay attention to details such as mood, tone, balance, melodic shape, vowel production, and breathing. Orchestra members can perfect complicated passages and refine their united efforts more extensively than when the focus is on getting ready for each Sunday's services. The heightened inspiration and concentration that precede a concert enable the choir and orchestra to achieve a heightened level of performance.